John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Aaron Judge signs with the Yankees. What does this mean for the rest of the league, for the other free agents, for the Padres and the Giants who are in the bidding? Let's talk all about it. Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. We are here at Winter Meetings in San Diego, 8:27 in the morning, local time. Woke up early to some fun news for us Yankees fans. Apologies to the Giants and Padres fans, but there might be good news coming for you guys. Maybe. We're going to talk about that. My name's Jimmy. Got Jake here, BBD producing. Trevor Plouffe could not come to Winter Meetings. He might call in. He might send a text. We'll get his thoughts eventually on everything. And this episode, and this whole show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Thank you to SeatGeek. Jake, big news.
James Davis, Trevor, who, you know, as much as he's missing it, we did see a picture he posted with him and Olivia yesterday, and holy cow, hot.
He's not having a bad time.
Aaron Judge is a New York Yankee, and he was a New York Yankee. People forget that. But, man, obviously, we're so happy. We did a Talking Yanks reaction app. If you want to see our Yankee freak flag fly, you go listen to that. Awesome and huge. Like, there's some deep-rooted Yankee stuff where I know a lot of fan bases naturally hate the Yanks, but also, like, if they didn't sign the guy who broke the home run record, the team that signs every free agent, right, and, the like, looking for their next captain, and, by the way, a team that got swept by Houston just brings back a guy that if they lost him, he was their entire offense. Awesome for the Yanks. Judge's camp played this magically. Is that a word?
Magically, I think is what you're looking for.
To get to 9 for 360. Well, in a way they did, and they didn't, because they more so got the Padres to four bills.
Padres so, got the crazy $400 million. So Judge was in Tampa. He flew to San Diego last night. On the night of the 6th, landed, met with the Padres to see what their offer was. They offered $400 million for 10 years,
Jesus,
which seemed like a magic number we were getting to with all the hullabaloo yesterday. Judge went and called up Hal Steinbrenner, owner of the Yankees, who's in Italy right now, and said, hey, I really want to be a Yankee, but I got more money on the table, because they were at 8 years, $320 million. And Hal said, well, what do you got? And he said, I'm getting $40 million a year for 10 years. And Hal said, well, you want to be a Yankee, you got to prove it to me. But I'll prove that I want you. I'll give you 40 more mil and give you that ninth year.
Yeah.
Sounded like Judge said, need the ninth year to get it done, because the Yankees were, I think, firm on eight, and he had 10 years right.
So
there,
it's almost meeting in the middle, right? Like, yeah, hey, this is what the Padres are offering me. This is what you guys have. They met in the middle, which is great for Judge. And Hal gets it done, and he remains a Yankee. So the Yankees are as good as they were last year, which was a team that got bounced in the ALCS. But now maybe that dam breaks and more signings come, not just for the Yankees, because you look at the Giants, say, okay, they were in on this. Are they going to pivot? You look at the Padres. They were going to give $400 million out to Judge. And they were going
to
give $300 million plus, right, to Trey.
Yeah.
And they missed out on Trey Turner, and they missed out on Judge.
Yeah, so they were going to make Trey Turner the highest paid shortstop, which means they were over 341, because that's what Lindor got. So
I think 342 was the offer.
Yeah. So again, if you want to hear all the Yankee part of this, Talking Yanks exists. But we are on this episode talking about how does this affect who are the next players to go,
right?
And what does this open up and and what do the teams do? So let's start with the Giants, Jake, because we just kind of talked about this.
I think I want to start with the players a little bit, because I think Quintana and Nimmo, or not Quintana, excuse me, he just signed.
Yeah.
what's his name? Rodon. Rodon's the big fish pitcher that's out there. I like that lane for him, and I think we're going to see his bidding war start to go. The Yankees will be in on him. They've named him as someone they're in on, yeah. And there's a couple other teams that when we get to Padres and Giants, you're going to hear that. Brandon Nimmo, all quiet on the Western Front. Insane.
All the outfielders.
He was here.
Yeah.
He was at Winter
Meetings.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's the reaction.
Like two days ago.
He's been like the least gossiped guy here. And now he is the top free agent outfielder. And with the Padres throwing around money, you have to figure he's on the radar. Let's go to your Giants.
Well, I think they're the easiest because I don't think this means much. I don't think the Giants are going to take their $300 million and go put it into just the next player. I think they really liked the brand of Judge and the way it fit the franchise and the way they want to have their image, what they want their image to be. They needed the outfield spot, and Judge is from the area, and they knew that the marketing power, the brand power for the next 10 years, like they like would have wanted to build their identity around him. And I don't know if they see that in the next guy, in Nimmo, in Correa, even Rodon, who I'd like those guys, but I just don't know if the Giants are going to be like, hey, we got to go put this $300 million into the next guys, which I think the Padres will, and that's the more fun combo.
Yes, that's the Padres part of it. I guess I've been telling myself up until this point in the morning, and man, I'm a little jealous because we're leaving today and hearing everyone's story about how they found out about Judge. Oh, I woke up, and then, oh, I was peeing. I just got that from Jake Cespedes. Dude, I had the Giants as, like, Correa or bust, and they were going to have to make that decision. Like, are we okay with Correa being the face of our franchise for the next decade? Because, let's be honest, I mean, he has weird moments. Like, it's not like you're ruining whatever the San Francisco Giants have built up their organization to be. It's just, you know, he's had some weird stuff. When he was young, to be fair, some WWE moments and the Astros stuff, you'd get over that pretty quickly when he starts balling out at shortstop and being a stud for you. I guess the other thing that I just talked myself into, you're right when we start talking that $300 million number, but the other shortstop who everyone here has kind of agreed money-wise will end up being the low man on the totem pole, Dansby. I don't know where that number lands at, but if you're the Giants, Brandon Crawford is going to be 36. So if you bring in Dansby as like your first piece, that when we hit next year's free agency and you're chasing Otani, which will be the next big fish or whoever is out there, you know, Dansby can be your nice piece for the next 5-6 years. That the Giants are still depleted, man.
Okay, I just
like
the Padres go get Xander right now. They're going to get a shortstop. I mean, they were going to give the largest money to all the shortstops in Trey Turner. I don't know why they need a shortstop.
Get Bogarts and Nimmo.
Yeah, but they get Bogarts, right? And then there's Correa. There's Correa and Dansby at shortstop left. If the Padres go get Xander.
Right.
Because are the Red Sox going to outbid the Padres for Xander?
They don't want to bid for Xander.
I know. So anyway, then the Giants go, we'll get Dansby. And then Correa's left as the last man standing again. Same as last year. And the Twins get him for like the same deal.
Rangers end up involved again.
That's interesting how that shortstop's going to play out. But I think the Padres are going to outpay. Like, for the Padres, they were just going to get $400 million to Judge, and yeah, the fans didn't even know that that was really anything that was happening.
Right. Padres people have been surprised.
Like,
they're
so
like,
Padres,
what?
So Padres fans right now be like, whoa, go give that money to other people then now. Go get
and
Xander,
by the way,
Nimmo, Rodon, Bassett, some combination. And I think they're going to. And they got to be acting fast.
Like, what, you know, winter meetings, there's a lot of baseball people going around, a lot of names you people would respect, and they're like, Preller's a hot cookie. Like, he's going to go. So, yeah, for them, it's got to be exciting because it's just how's it all going to come together? You know, Profar is a free agent. Does he come back? Is it a pitcher? Is it a couple hitters? I mean, it's so funny looking at this team because they have four shortstops already?
Padres.
But they were in on Turner? That like,
hey, man, the shift, you can't shift anymore. You need premier defenders at every position. So that's what they're doing.
No also, more shifts. What's Tatis doing?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. They are your one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. They have the perfect gift in the Platinum Package 4.0, plus loads of little presents for perfect stocking stuffers, shampoos, body wash, washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, and more. They also have the new Preserve Cologne that brings a light, breezy, woodsy feel.
Yes.
Gives that rat.
Wood
rat,
for your wood.
Gives that fresh tree scent even after Christmas is over. So save 20% plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/talking. That's right. 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/talking. The perfect gift that will be the holiday's biggest hit. Who goes next?
So I want to go back.
The Yankees aren't done either, and they're going to try and go get some more guys.
I want to go back to Correa because I do like what you stumbled into, and it would be some rich form of hilarity if he's back there. Like, how come I'm not getting this massive deal? Like, I've done everything right.
And I'm younger than everybody.
I'm younger. I win platinum golds. I win rings. Like,
I just had my best offensive season.
There's one team we haven't mentioned that they haven't made their move yet. The Dodgers. Like,
but they don't sign those deals, so...
I mean, they do and they don't. I mean, they signed Mookie, they signed Freddie. Like.
Extensions and Freddie's the biggest outlier, but I was reading up on the way the Dodgers work, and they don't give out, like...
Bauer.
But that's short.
Right.
They give out short, high AAV. Like, they'll give Justin Turner, a bigger contract on a two-year deal. And if that's how, like, Correa does it again...
I mean, Mookie kind of counts. I know they traded for him, but they also gave him the 10 years.
Well, they don't like the bidding, is what people say.
Right.
Like, they're not going to get into the mess.
Well, like you said with Correa, they might not have to fully bid.
But they also don't sign Boris clients.
Right.
And
I did see that theory.
Correa is a Boris client, and they haven't signed a Boris client since, like, 2002. So, I don't know. It doesn't really add up. Unless he takes a two-year with opt-out, high AAV again. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. All those things happen until they don't happen, and then we say, oh, Correa's their first Boris guy and their first, you know.
True.
Till then.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, the Padres are going to make at least two significant moves, whether that's Bogarts in a pitcher, whether that's Bogarts Nimmo in a pitcher, whether that's whatever it is. And you're the Dodgers sitting there. I love Gavin Lux's breakout season, but I think, you know, throwing him at your shortstop spot, they could do that, but you'd rather have him at second base. And if you bring in Correa, a guy that's platinum, at shortstop, like, that changes that whole team. And by the way, L.A. and who that team is, like, Freddie and Mookie and Muncy and all those guys, like, the stuff that you'd kind of be worried about Correa, I think those guys can reel in enough. I mean, that kind of feels like his landing spot right now while the Padres are making moves.
I like reading Trevor Plouffe stuff. He's got a lot of good takes.
Trev's available to be called.
Should we call Trevor Plouffe?
Let's call Trevor Plouffe.
Should we get him through the board, or how should we do this?
When we called someone before, I think that levels were good there.
Okay.
Good enough.
I will call Treviello Plouffe. Oh, God, I just hit the FaceTime button. I don't want that.
No, I can't.
All right, we are calling former league MVP Trevor Plouffe.
What league?
Best prediction ever MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling him. He's probably...
Take up.
Trevor, you are live but not live on Talking Baseball. How you doing?
What's up, guys? I leave for a couple days and the whole baseball world goes nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's weird. The first year winter meetings, a lot of action has gone down. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm headed back to LA today, but I'm still in Vegas, but waking up to the Judge stuff is pretty crazy.
Can I tell you something? That picture of you and Liv was like hot. You guys are hot.
We did a good job in Vegas. We came in, we did our thing, and now we're ready to leave. That's how it goes.
So where do you want to go? You want to talk your Judge thoughts? You want to we've been talking about how it affects some of the teams, Padres, Giants. You run, Big Daddy.
Well, we've been kind of waiting for the big dominoes to fall, but to be honest with you, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on besides Judge, too. I don't even have all of it in front of me, but, I mean, Tyone to the Cubs, blah, blah, blah. All this, there's so much stuff going on, but yeah, Judge. I think it's just cool for so many different reasons. I mean, number one, he bet on himself and had an incredible year. We all know that. So he gains the extra 2 years, the extra $146 million or whatever it is. So I'm proud of him for that. I'm also proud of the Yankees for going out and getting their guy when they had a couple competing offers that were actually, you know, above what they ended up paying. So all around a good job by Yankees, Judge, and just baseball. I feel like free agency's been like hot.
Yeah, we're still gonna have a circle up because you're right. In the past 24 hours, there's a bunch of pitchers went. A couple guys didn't. Did Wilson Contreras just come across the line?
Yeah,
he was about to with the Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
No numbies yet.
We still have like a high level free agent circle up to do. So we'll get that on the board soon. But yeah, the Judge Yankee stuff we covered that pretty good here and talking Yanks. And now, dude, the next conversation is like the Padres. I mean, they're 400 mil and like Nimmo, Bogarts, Correa, those guys are still out there. Rodon's kind of the only big fish starting pitcher. I mean, Bassett's good, a couple other guys, but dude, like the Dodgers haven't made any move. The Padres are going to make big moves. We think, and I'd love to get your opinion on this because Jim kind of stumbled into this one, but the Giants were kind of looking for a face of the franchise. Not sure where they go. I'm not sure if they're going to willing to do a Correa or Dansby or something like that, or do they just wait till like Ohtani next year and get in that war? So I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting to see all the offers because now everybody knows what kind of money these teams have to spend. if you're the Giants, a Giants fan, and you know they offered X amount of money for Judge, you know, $40 million a year basically, you're like, all right, well, we didn't get Judge, let's go get somebody else, and you'll be disappointed if they don't. So I think that these teams that have the numbers out there, like, are going to make different moves. The Padres, who the hell knows, man? Like, I'm not even sure what holes they have, but they're trying to fill them all at the same time. So we'll see if anything comes across the next couple of days. But that's the one time where I like that the numbers are out there is, like, afterwards. And then the fans are like, okay, now, well, you didn't get this guy. Go get some other reinforcements.
What about your Twinkies? They got three positions of need. They still fill them.
They want Correa, dude. Everyone I talk to is like, we want Correa. We want Correa. Every Twins site and
well, I think they're going to be able to land him. I think what's going to happen is the Padres go get Xander, and then the Giants get Dansby, and then Correa's left out there, and the Twins are like, let's do it again.
But he's going to command a lot of money. This isn't going to be like another one of like a 1 year deal with some opt outs. Like they're going to have to put together like a serious package, lots of years, lots of AAV. And I keep saying like I don't know if they got it in them, but apparently, I mean, they're like making real offers to this guy. So I don't like. It's like crazy to me to think that he would go there, but if they want you bad enough, they'll go get you, I guess.
Another team that hasn't gotten mentioned at all. The Atlanta Braves, they're so supposedly in on DeGrom. There's Dansby, their shortstop is a free agent. We haven't heard a thing from them.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see where Dansby goes because he does fit a lot of different teams. He seems to be like the, I don't want to say the Walmart version.
Oh, my God, don't say that. Don't say that,
because he's a hell of a player, but, you know, like I think teams are thinking of him as the affordable option compared to a Correa or a Bogarts. But yeah, man, like that, there's, like you said, it's been hot, a lot of free agent signings, but there's still a lot of people out there. I saw our team put a graphic out of all the guys that got paid. Still a lot of faces there that have not got paid this offseason.
Yeah. Yeah. We think Brandon Nimmo is about to be a big winner.
And even Benintendi, all the outfielders now are open up. Like that was sealed shut until Judge went.
Yeah. There's a lot of money getting floated out there. And that's, you know, when you're a free agent right after a CBA gets done, it's usually a pretty good time. So these guys had the right timing with it. And like I said, there's still so much more to come, still so much money out there. Padres have to spend money. The Red Sox, what is you doing, baby? They got Kenley Jansen, but they got to see if they can bring Bogarts back. I think, are people talking about that? What kind of rumors are you guys hearing down there?
I mean, the Padres are like the biggest wrench right now. Like the fact that they have they didn't think they had 200. They didn't think they had 300. And now they got 400 mil to spend. They're kind of scaring everyone because they, I mean, that money with where the free agents are at, you can start to clear the board almost. Like we'd be down to like one short impact shortstop out there that, and like the word is like the Padres just want to go. So they're kind of the ones that I don't know. I don't know. And we'll see because there's a lot of teams that we haven't, you know, teams that we've mentioned along the way, like, hey, the Mariners were supposed to be in on Trey Turner, right? We haven't heard much from them. Like, you know, a lot of these teams that you like, if they do one or two things, you're like, wow, I really love that. And, yeah, man, we're I don't know. I think things are about to get real, and you might – I feel like Brandon Nimmo is going to end up in a silly spot. Like, he might end up closer to two, and I think people thought he was going to be closer to Hundy.
Yeah, I mean, when these teams, like, give these numbers, like, for the Padres, essentially they're saying we have $40 million a year to spend right now. And so, like I said, if you're a Padres fan, like, let's go do it, man. Like, you can give a couple guys $20 million a year and do things that way. So,
and there's still trades to be, like, discussed that we can't even get into. So,
yes.
All right. I mean, there's a lot that's about to happen. And then we'll do a lot of cleanup, Trev, when we're home and you're home and you get more time because there's a lot of little things that have happened.
It looks like you guys are having a great time. I'm happy it's been, like, a hot winter meetings, lots of signings and stuff like that. But, yeah, I can't wait to get back behind the board and chat with you guys about it all.
Give us one quick hitter of something that happened. Give me a Torii Hunter. Give me a Kenny Lofton. What do you got?
You know, Bobby Bonilla's down here, and the poker tournament we play in, the players wear a jersey, and whoever takes the player out gets the jersey off the player's back. It's actually pretty degrading.
That's awesome.
Anyways, I ended up getting second place in the tournament, so someone did get my jersey in the end, but I took Bobby Bonilla's jersey. So I got a sick mess Bobby Bonilla jersey, signed it for me. Good times, man.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what we wanted, Trevor. Yeah. all right, buddy. Enjoy it out there. Get home safe, and we'll talk to you soon, Big Daddy.
I love you guys.
Love.
See ya. All right. There you go. We'll be back. There's going to be a lot of episodes coming out. We're going to fly back to New York. And stay ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Sheesh. My God. Contreras? Cards?
Jake sucks.
Sean Murphy trade has to happen? The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.